Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The August 16th opening of the Kentucky State Fair is 2 months away, but the first deadline for many of the general entries competitions is just around the corner.
Right. If you're going to enter one of our general departments, which is, you know, our antiques, our culinary, those types of departments, you have to have that entry form into us by July 2nd. That doesn't mean your entries. That just means that you get an entry form or you go online and you fill out the classes and the divisions you want to enter for this year, and then you bring your entries closer to fair time.
Alice Hayes, State Fair Entries Coordinator, says all entry details and forms are available online at kystatefair.org. She says the farm sector is well aware of the deadline details, but anyone interested can check them out online. She says a growing number of urban folks with a hobby and a little talent also get involved in the pursuit of those state fair ribbons, and their numbers are growing.
Our entry numbers have actually risen a little bit over the past couple of years. We currently have, when you take into account all of the general entries and our livestock, we currently have about 40,000 entries that are made for the fair.
From 1,000-pound pumpkins to detail and miniature and ornate dollhouses, there's a lot to see at the state fair. We'll be right back.
Do you know where your milk comes from and who produces it? Dairy farmers from all over the Southeast are calling in to let you know.
I'm a second-generation dairy farmer and have been milking 100 cows for 38 years, and I'm dedicated to dairy, my cows, my milk, and my land.
Celebrate the 75th anniversary of June Dairy Month by learning more and visit dedicatedtodairy.com. Brought to you by the Southeast Dairy Association.
As mentioned before the break, the state fair is a people's competition to some degree. Alice Hayes says there is a point of pride and fodder for bragging rights when someone takes home a blue ribbon. She says there are two general groups who compete.
We always have the people that are the first time entrant, and they are like, we've come to the fair for years and we've never entered something and we want to, because we want to see how we can stack up against the competition if we can win a blue ribbon.
From culinary to fruits and vegetables, from alfalfa to tropical fish, Alice Hayes comments on that second group here, the regulars, which may even foster a competition within the competition.
They've done it for years. Their children have done it, and now their grandchildren are doing it. So it's a little bit of family competition when you get into that. But we have people all across the board that are entering the fair.
Again, that first entry deadline for general competitions is July 2nd. All the details are online at kystatefair.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.